Hello?
Hi, is this Beverly?
Yes.
Hey, Beverly, this is Dave at Domino's. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, I just had a question. I noticed you placed an order for a pickup a little while ago.
Uh-huh.
I was just wondering, have you already come in to pick that up yet, or?
Yeah, I just came and got it. I'm already leaving.
Okay. You haven't started to eat the pizza yet, have you?
Why? What's wrong with it?
One of our employees, Chad, added some toppings to your pizza that were not ordered.
What did he do to my pizza?
We accidentally put possum on your pizza, and we just wanted.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm sorry.
Me and my daughter have both eaten this pizza, so now what are we supposed to do?
You've already eaten them.
Me and her just ate two little slices of pizza.
Okay. You're not allergic to possum, are you?
I don't know if I'm allergic to possum or not.
Would you like us to make you a new one then?
No, I don't want you to make me a new pizza. What do you think I want you to do? Me and my daughter have just taken a bite out of this pizza, and you're telling me it's possum on this pizza?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm on my way back.
You're listening to The Phone Show on prankoperator.com.
Lady, I'm sorry for putting possum on your pizza. Please forgive me and let me make you happy. In the South, possum is considered a gourmet food. All I wanted to do was impress you. You weren't happy, it backfired. You haven't been back for a pizza lately. We all really miss you. Lady, I'm sorry for putting possum on your pizza. Please forgive me, here's a free coupon for you.
Hello everybody, and welcome to today's episode of The Phone Show. Today is Saturday, November 5th, 2016. Today's show is not quite as long, only a little over 10 minutes, but we've got some good calls today. The calls in today's show are going to be a bit different. Instead of me calling people to prank them, they're going to call me so I can prank them. This can be accomplished with a little game I like to call Fun with Call Forwarding. Before we start answering some calls, I'd like to give a shout-out to Shifty Pop over at Fiverr.com for recording the song in today's intro for me. If anyone wants to have a custom recording or song made, visit Fiverr.com. That's Fiverr.com. Now, I've got a bunch of customers calling into an Italian restaurant looking to place an order, so let's not keep those hungry customers waiting any longer. On with the show. Italian restaurant, how can I help you?
Hi, I'm going to place an order and pick it up.
Okay.
I just need a small order of lentil soup and bread and butter.
And bread and butter?
Yes.
Okay, now we're out of the lentil soup. Can I send you possum soup instead?
Which soup is it?
I'm sorry, we're out of the lentil soup right now. Can I substitute it with the house special, which is possum soup?
Oh, did you say awesome or possum?
Awesome.
Okay, good, because possum sounds a little scary.
Okay.
Yeah, what's in that?
Possum.
Awesome.
Yeah, I hit over a on the way to work today, so we're serving that as a soup special.
Okay. Yeah, let's try it. Is it spicy at all?
Nope. There might be a little bit of gravel from the road, but it's definitely not spicy.
Okay. It must have awesomeness in it, though.
It does.
Cool. All right, let's try it.
Okay. And so you wanted a small order of that?
Yes, please.
Okay. And was this for delivery or carry out?
Carry out. Pick up.
Okay. We'll have it ready for you in about 45 minutes.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Italian restaurant. How can I take your order?
Oh, hi. Is this...
It is. How can I help you?
Okay. Hi. I wanted to order it, and I'll pick it up.
Okay. What would you like to order?
Gnocchi with cream sauce.
Okay.
Full order.
Okay.
Lentil soup with that.
Okay, we're actually out of the lentil soup right now. Can I substitute the house special?
What is that?
Possum.
Macaroni?
We're serving possum soup as a house special tonight.
Possum soup?
Yeah, one of our employees, Chad, he ran over a possum on his way to work today, so we're with soup.
Who is this? Is this a joke?
Nope, this is Italian restaurant. Italian restaurant, how can I take your order?
Hi, is this...
It is. What can I do for you?
Okay, I wanted to place an order.
Okay.
To be picked up.
Okay.
The first one is gnocchi with cream sauce.
Okay.
Full order.
Okay.
Let's do that with minestrone.
Okay.
And the second is chicken Diane. Okay, full order. With penne, but please put the penne separately with red sauce.
Okay, did you say chicken?
I said chicken Diane.
Okay, we actually ran out of chicken earlier today, so we're serving possum instead. Is that all right?
I know, what is this? Why do you think that's so funny? I'm trying to call. Do you not work? Have you co-opted their number? Why are you being so? I'm trying to place an order with the business, and when my husband tried to call, you talked about possum soup. And now you're talking about, I mean, this is not the way this restaurant is run. Let me order from Tony, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, is Tony there?
I'm sorry, Tony's already left for the evening. Can I help you? This is Betty.
Hi, Betty. I was trying to place an order. And Dave, or whatever his name is, was being cute about possum. Is this not that we always go to?
I'm sorry, we don't serve possum here. I'm not sure what that was about. What can I get for you?
Well, he answered Italian restaurant, and then he says, I tried to order something with chicken. He said, we are out of chicken. We only have possum.
Okay, well, we're not out of chicken. I can get you the chicken. What would you like?
Doing? Why are you letting him answer the phone?
I'm not sure. I'm not the supervisor here, but what can I get for you?
Well, after I place the order, I want to talk to the supervisor. Was the person who gave you the phone Dave? Is that his name?
Yes. He's one of our new employees.
Well, he needs to not be one of your employees because he thinks he's funny and it's not cute. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Okay, I'll make sure I notify the management.
I'd like to talk to the manager after I talk to you, okay?
Okay, we've had problems before. I'll make sure I notify management. But what can I get for you today?
All right, Betty, I appreciate it. All right, so let's start this again and try to do it in the right way. I would like a full order of gnocchi with cream sauce.
Okay.
With minestrone soup.
Okay.
Then I would like to have chicken Diane, full order.
Okay.
With penne, but can you put the penne separate with red sauce?
Of course.
Yes. I mean, we come there all the time. My husband's been coming there. You know, Tony usually greets us, so we've just been shocked at how this is the second call we've been made. And he also wants the minestrone soup. Sorry, Betty.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So when will that be? And the name is Jerry.
Jerry. Okay. Now, we're a little bit...
When will that be ready?
So it's going to be a little bit of a delay. It'll probably be about maybe 45 minutes. Is that all right?
I think so. Let me just check with my husband real quickly. Jer, they said it's going to be about 45 minutes. He says forget it. But can I talk to your manager?
Certainly. Let me get him.
He's Dave.
Another customer right now, but I'll see if I can get him for you. Just a moment.
Okay. Yeah, but I'm complaining to this guy when I tried to order chicken. He said we're out of chicken, all we have is possum. No, that's not Betty. He's a new employee, this Dave guy, and I've asked for the manager now. I asked for Tony. They said he's left for the day.
Ma'am?
Yes.
The manager is with another customer right now, and he's...
All right.
Wow, if I can get your name and number, I can have him call you back within the hour.
Yes, thank you. What's the manager's name, Betty?
The manager on duty tonight is going to be Steve.
And Tony has left for the day? Tony's always there. I'm shocked because if Tony knew this is what was going on in his absence, he'd be very upset. Okay, let me give you my number. It's...
And what was your name?
My name is Mrs. Feldman.
Mrs. Feldman.
Yes.
Okay, I'll have him call you back within the hour, Mrs. Feldman.
Take care. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good afternoon. How can I help you?
Is this...
Yeah, what can I do for you?
I want to order a pizza, but I usually talk to that Mary Ann. She's not there today?
No, she's not working today, but what can I do for you?
Oh, my name is Emmett. I'm a customer of yours, and I want to order a medium original supreme.
Okay.
And I get the senior discount.
Oh, the senior discount? Okay. If you buy a gerbil, you get a hamster for free.
I buy what?
A gerbil.
What's that?
It's a small rodent.
Oh, I don't want any. I'll just pay the regular
price.
Well,
that is what's on the Supreme. It's a gerbil and hamster pizza. How many gerbils did you want on the pizza?
I don't know. Don't give me any gerbils. I don't even know what the hell they mean.
A gerbil is a small rodent. All of our pizzas have gerbils on them now.
I don't know what you mean, gerbils. I don't want it.
Thanks for listening. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. All the restaurants have figured out how to disable their call forwarding, so that's the end of today's fun. If you have any ideas for a future show, visit prankoperator.com and click on the contact button and send me your ideas. Or if you have a specific person you want me to prank, click on the prank request button and send me the details. If I accept your call request, it may be featured on an episode of The Phone Show.